Coming to you live from the heart of Veleto, it's Radio Life and Style. Heading into the festive season, summer is here, and there's a lot of visitors in town. Whether you're from out of town or whether you're a coastal local, surely you've heard that Gateway, you know, Gateway, famous theatre of shopping, they've transformed into a festive wonderland this holiday season, and it's certainly the coolest place to be as we head into a seriously smoky summer. But don't just take my word for it. On the line with me, I've got a lady who's very familiar with the ins and outs of what's hot and happening at Gateway. Michelle Shelley joins me as marketing manager to give us the full scoop on what's going down at Gateway. And Michelle, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Festive.
As one should, tis the season.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit more about this amazing festive transformation that Gateway has undergone.
Yeah, so we've got lots on at the mall at the moment. There really is a nice festive buzz, and it's been great to see so many families joining us and people from out of town, locals as well. But we've put up our Christmas decor, and there's loads of twinkling lights, and we've got a number of decor stations around the mall that people can enjoy. It's a great opportunity to walk through the mall, take some pics with your family and take some pics with your kids. And you can enjoy it day or night. At the moment, we've got extended trading hours, so we open till 10. So there's plenty of time to enjoy the festive holiday life experience.
Fantastic. And more than a few photo opportunities, I'm sure. I mean, obviously, shoppers love taking pictures in the mall. And from your opinion, what are some of the standout photo opportunities, those Instagrammable spots to look out for?
Yeah, so other than the life experience that we've got throughout the mall, we've also set up 6 festive photo booths. So these are located on the cinema level. They're open during trading hours, and it's free to access. And we've got 6 different rooms with different scenes, from Snowscape to Regent Street in London. We've got a beautiful festive ribbon room, candy canes, snow globes, so all sorts of fun things to take pictures with your family. They've been specifically set up to take your own photos. And also during the day, between 10 and 4 p.m., or 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., we've got Santa sitting there. So he'll be with us till the 24th of December. And yeah, you can take some great photos with your kids.
Ho, ho, ho. That's the stuff. Giving you all the festive feels, hey? Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, Gateway celebrated a major milestone recently. Its 21st birthday was celebrated in September. And tell us about the action-packed Museum of Memories. That'll definitely be of interest to visitors to KZN.
Yes, I think many of the visitors to KZN have been part of our journey for the last 21 years. You know, they keep coming back every year, which we absolutely love. And we set up the Museum of Memories in September, and it really takes you through many of the milestones that we've and the activities we've had here throughout the years at Gateway. And it's done in a fun and interactive way. So there's a standing wave that the kids can pose on. There's a Tony Hawk skate park area. And we've also set up a massive immersive box. It's a digital box, and it depicts all sorts of scenes from space. So it's really cool to walk in and nice and cold inside. There's a fashion cafe which the parents can sit at while the kids enjoy the activities. And a ball pit for the kids, and also a few things to test your knowledge of Gateway and to hear some of our history and to listen to some of our history. So it really is an activity for the whole family.
Wow, an experience of note. And obviously the story continues now, and in the latest chapter, what are some of the new stores in the mall that have arrived since last festive season?
So we've got a lot of new stores, but maybe I'll just highlight some of the recent ones. We've got Birkenstock that have opened on the first floor next to Edgar's.
Oh, cool.
We've got a beautiful new Chanel store that's also opened on the first floor, and you'll find that next to Ted Baker.
Ooh la la.
So if you're looking to really thrill someone, that's the store to go to. Then if you're feeling a bit peckish, we've got a new Bird & Co. store, which has opened on the Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
That's near to La Parada. And then if you have some aesthetic needs and you want to get ready for summer, or you've got some skincare needs that need to be taken care of, we've got a microderma store which has just opened. It's on the ground floor, and that's next to Tapo.
Great. So some really, really cool offerings. And look, this is what we've come to expect from Gateway over 21 years. And 21 years of not just scooping lots of visitors through your doors, but scooping awards as well. Recently, Gateway scooped several awards, I believe, at the SACSC Footprint Awards plus the coveted Spectrum Awards. What do you reckon the recipe for success is?
Yeah, sure. We were really honored to win those awards this year, and it was a big highlight for us. And I think the core of it is that we always try to provide entertainment and attractions that have our customers in mind and what they're looking for and what they need. And I think because of that, they're always really well supported. So because of that support and putting our customers first, I think it's been the element that helped us to win those awards.
Fantastic. And as we mentioned, you reached this milestone, 21 years, and now there's a refurbishment in the works. What are some of the new features that we as shoppers can look forward to seeing in 2023 at Gateway?
Yeah, so I think everyone's very familiar with the look and feel of Gateway, and we started a new project this year, the refurbishment of the centre, and it will continue now in 2023. But it's really going to provide a beautiful new aesthetic for the mall, enhance the shopping experience, and just, yeah, I guess take us into the future in the next 21 years. Whilst we cease construction during the festive season now, we are going to commence again in January. And yeah, we do ask people to bear with us. We're really trying to make them all beautiful and a really amazing experience when they come and visit.
There's no consolation for getting down there yourself and experiencing all of the stuff in person. But if you're listening to this and you're biding your time until you can make it out to Gateway, where can folks find more juicy details and information and inspiration online?
So all the information of what we're up to, our trading times, the stores, etc., is all available on our website, which is www.gatewayworld.co.za. And then people can also follow us on social media. So we're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, and a lot of the information is being posted there as well.
Awesome. Michelle, thank you so much for giving us the scoop right here on Radio Life and Style, 88 FM. I can't wait to go and walk the halls and check out all of this amazing stuff at Gateway over the festive season and into the new year. And looking forward to seeing you at Gateway really soon.
Great stuff. Thanks so much, Jeff.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Valito, and you know where to go, Gateway.